السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وبركاته.
وفضل أمر إلى الله إن الله بصير من العباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأصلي التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
إبليس شياطين one of our enemies. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to be conscious, because Iman is the greatest wealth of a believer. And whatsoever we have collected up to now, if our enemies, they will snatch from us, then we are losers. We need to be cautious to protect this great wealth of Iman until the last moment of our life. But during life, when we are living, when we are working, when we are chatting, we are facing different situations. And whenever we are facing different situations, so we have to analyze where we are standing, what we have to do, where we have to go from here. Fir'aun, who was an ordinary person, he became king. And when he had authority, wealth, different people who were working under his commandment, he thought he is someone. And ultimately, he declared himself as God. He became arrogant. So one day, one of his followers came with a bunch of grapes, and he said, "O Fir'aun, you claim you are God, and God is someone who can do anything he likes. Kun fayakun. He says something and that thing happens. So you claim you are God, So I have this bunch of grapes. Can you please change these grapes into diamond and pearls for me? So this was a great test for him. If he was saying, I can't do it, then his decoration that he has got, so that was going to be declined. So he was clever. He said, okay, give me a chance. I will do it at night for you. So at night, he locked himself in a room and he was thinking, I declared myself God, people are expecting me miraculous things, and whatever someone has said to change, so I have to, but how? Reality is I can't do anything. When he was under pressure, he was worried. Then someone knocked the door. He shouted, when I announced, leave me alone and nobody should come in my room. Who was there and why are you knocking? So someone who was knocking the door, he said, you have declared yourself God and God should know who is outside of the door. He asked again, who you are? He said, I am La'een and have come to visit a La'een. I am the cursed one, I am Iblis. I came to visit you to resolve your problem. Iblis came inside and asked Fir'aun, why are you worried? He said, one of my followers came to me and he asked me to change this bunch of grapes into the diamond and pearls, and I cannot do it. Iblis asked him, okay, give me these grapes. He got the grapes and he read Ism-e Azam, and those grapes were changed into diamond and pearls. Then Iblis told him, I am one of the servant of Allah, among most of his servant. I worshipped in 1,000 years, but I never declared that I am God. You are an ignorant person who don't know anything. Why have you claimed that you are God? He was ashamed. But at the same time, Iblis helped him. If Fir'aun was unable to change the grapes into diamond and pearls, so among the people, he was unable to declare again that he is God and he has the miraculous powers. But Shaitan helped him and changed grapes into diamond. But at the same time, when Shaitan told him, you are ignorant, you don't know anything, you are illiterate, why I declared? Then Fir'aun also asked, you said that you are servant of Allah and you have done a lot of worship and you have all this power, Ism-e Azam and all these things. Then why you didn't prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salam? Then Iblis said, when I observe in Adam I also observe some bad virtues like you. Your heredity or your DNA was also kept into Sulbi Adam. So due to these bad things, which were also kept into Adam alayhi salam, because all those who are Muslim or non-Muslim, mushrik or mu'min, so all are children of Adam alayhi salam. So basically, everyone has inherited from Adam alayhi salam. So Iblis said, whether right or wrong, but he replied to Fir'aun, when I saw and I observed, your DNA is in Adam, so due to your DNA, I rejected to prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salam. Salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So from this story, what we can learn? First of all, when we are not having any capability, we should never declare. We should never try to show ourselves arrogant and beyond our limits. Secondly, maybe we are among people, maybe we are all alone. Iblis and Shayateen can approach us everywhere. And sometimes we are in trouble, and we are in trouble for wrong things, for bad deeds. Still, Shayateen are coming to help us. When we are in trouble for wrong things, for bad things, for crimes, and if someone is coming to help us, we should not consider that this is help from Allah. Because anything that is basically wrong, that cannot be supported by Allah and Muhammad Ali Muhammad. For any wrong issue, if someone is supporting us, it means that help is from Shayateen or maybe the followers of Shayateen. So in any case, we must be very, very cautious. If any kind of support or help is coming from people, we must analyze why this help is coming and if that is coming for wrong or right purpose. The other thing, when we are declaring something, Islam says we should try to show our humbleness, not the arrogance. So wherever we are, if we have something, so first of all, Imam Ali alayhi salam said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
O the children of Adam, why are you arrogant? If you consider your beginning is najis and your end is najis. So someone whose beginning is najis and the end is najis, how is he or she becoming arrogant? What is the point? What is the reality? If you know what is your reality, the beginning is najasa, the end is najasa, then why you people are trying to be arrogant? So this is something we need to analyze. And the best thing is, all those throughout the history who tried their best to be humble in front of Allah, to be humble in front of messengers of Allah, to be humble in front of servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were the real winner among the mankind. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So this was how the Shayateen and Iblis, they approached to the Fir'aun. Another person who was not well known, and he was a worshipper, he was Abid, he was Zahid. Most of the time, he was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was doing dua, he was crying, he was asking for tawbah. So after many years, Iblis came to this person and said, look, how many years you are worshipping Allah, you are doing dhikrullah, you are calling Him. Although Allah said, Uduni astajib lakum, you have to call me, I will reply you. So after many, many years of your worship and zikrullah and calls, have you heard any reply from Allah? When He is not replying you, why are you bothering? Why are you doing all these things? He is not happy with you. Or He is not replying to you.
So Shaitan whispered, and the worshipper, the abid, he slipped away. And he thought, for many years, I am saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and I never heard any voice, any reply from Allah. So it means, he is not happy to reply me. When he is not replying, why should I carry on? He decided to stop his dua and his iftar. And when he slept at night, he had a dream, and is in his dream, he saw Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, who was in a green garden. And Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam asked this abid, why have you stopped your worship and zikrullah? He said, for many years I carried on and I never had any reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I have stopped. I am hopeless. Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam said, what are you expecting when you are calling Ya Allah, Ya Allah? So the sound should come from the walls, from the stones, from your musalla. Yes, I am hearing you. I am replying you. What are you expecting? And if that sound were coming from the walls, from the doors, then maybe you are not going to believe this is the sound of Allah. Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam told him, just being capable to come to do wuzu, to come for worship and to stay in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembrance of Allah, this means Allah is listening to you. If Allah was not happy from you, He was not replying to you, He was never giving you capability to come and call Him. Having this capability to come in the mosque, to stay on musalla, to worship and sing Ya Allah, doing dua, crying for your sins, it means this tawfiq is a reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has accepted you and your du'as, so that's why He gave you permission to come in front of Him and He is listening to you. So, maybe sometime we are among the people, Shayateen are whispering us, or maybe sometime we are all alone, we are worshipping, nobody is there, but still Shayateen are coming and visiting and trying to deviate us from the right path. So what is our duty? Our duty is to be cautious, whether we are alone, whether we are among the people. Because everything starts from the thoughts, whenever we are having any thought, and usually thoughts are after looking something, after hearing something, after reading something, after observing something. So these are sense organs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us. So whenever we are looking something, hearing something, tasting something, reading something, or observing something, and that is when that is going into our brain. So then the duty of our brain is to analyze. This is not our duty, just hearing something and reacting something. The duty of a believer is, whenever we are hearing something, or looking something, or reading something, then we have to analyze what we have heard. And as a believer, we have to show patience, we have to show tolerance. We have to be very, very clever. And a believer cannot be angry or cannot be reactive for little things, for himself. Our Mawla Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, when Amr ibn Abdibad, he spit on his face, he did not react it. He did not kill him for personal reasons. But Shaitan and Iblis, when they are whispering us, most of the time, 99.9%, they are coming and controlling us for personal reasons. Why this person has said this thing to me? Why he has done this? Why he has written this to me? Why he has not replied to me? Why he has not visited to me? Why he has not respected to me? Why he has not said salam to me? So whenever we analyze, we are getting different responses and different messages and different observation we are having. If we analyze, most of the things are related with our egos, with our personal things. And a believer must not react for his personal reasons. For his personal reason, for his personalities, for his worldly things, he should not reply, he should not react. And if we are able to control our reactions and we are able to analyze what was the response, what was the stimulus, and if we are tolerant, if we are patient at that time, then these iblis and shayateen will be unsuccessful. That is the time when we can say, yes, we are true believers. We are not standing and talking and fighting for our own personal reason. If we are standing and talking and fighting, so that is just and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if our talks, our reactions, our movements, our words, our actions, our planning, our thoughts are going towards the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that is the ultimate goal we have achieved. And we need to do. Whenever a little things, a little word we are saying, a little action we are doing, we have to think. We are doing for our nafs, for my own happiness, or for the happiness of Allah. So anything that is going and I am doing for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to carry on. And anything that is just for others, just for shayateen, just to keep happy, the worldly friends and these things, we must stop. We cannot make stupid ourselves forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us analytic power. We have to analyze, because the few years of our life that is left, in these few years we need to react, we need to do something. And we have to do that something that is beyond our personal requirements, beyond our personal interests. And when we will stand beyond our personal interest, and then we are taking the decisions, and then we are doing something, at that time we are at the level of Iman. And anyone who is true believer, true mu'min, Iblis and Shayateen cannot do anything. Inshallah, next week we will discuss one of the believers, how he was able to defeat Iblis. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-ladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق وبارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
فاطمة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم اجعل ظهورا انه يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أوصيكم بتقوى الله أن أسمع أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first imam for all of us, until we are alive, this beautiful favor of Allah in the form of life, this lifespan that we have is amana. We must respect this life. We must use properly our lifetime. Because at the day of judgment, we all will be asked, where did we spend our life? Where did we spend our resources? How did we lived when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us aqil and baligh and mu'min? Amir al-Mu'minin Hazrat Ali alayhi salam. As according to one hadith last week, I said, "Hubb al-dunya yufsid al-aql." In first sermon, my focus was we have to control our thought, we have to control our brain. یعنی ہمیں اپنی سوچوں کو کنٹرول کرنا ہے. اور مولا فرماتے ہیں حب دنیا یفسد العقل, دنیا کی محبت انسان کی سوچوں کو, انسان کی عقل کو فاسد کر دیتی ہے, کرپٹ کر دیتی ہے. پھر انسان کوئی اچھی سوچ بھی نہیں سوچ سکتا. سو برین, that is our paramber, that is the kind of guide by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to get proper guidance by aql, then we should keep ourselves beyond hubb al-dunya. So in other saying, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Inna Allaha
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Inna Allaha farad al jihada wa adamahu wa ja'alahu nasarahu wa nasirahu. Wallahu ma saluhat dunya wa la deenun illa bihi." Imam alayhi salam said, "Inna Allaha farad al jihad." Jihad is wajib upon all of us. So there are different types of jihad. But at least, whatever we are doing that is jihad, we are working that is jihad, we are studying that is jihad. So anything we are doing for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, working, studying, helping, or even more, if that is for Allah, so all is jihad. And that jihad is wajib upon us. So Imam said, "Inna Allah farad al-jihad wa azamahu." And this jihad is not an ordinary thing.
Allah made this jihad one of the great ni'mah, that is azim. وَجَعَلَهُ نَصَرَهُ. And the victory in jihad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the victory is in jihad. If you will not put your effort, you will never be winner. وَنَصَرَهُ. And this jihad is also the supporter and helper of the people. So until and unless people will not do jihad, they will not reach the level of dignity. They will not get victory. They will not get support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ مَا صَلُحَتْ دُنْيَا وَلَا دِينٌ إِلَّا بِهِ. And your this world and the next world, your this world of dunya and your deen cannot be perfect until and unless each of you is doing jihad. حُبَّ دُنْيَا يُفْسِدُ لَكْ. So if you want to be successful in this world and you want to be a successful believer, having perfect religion, being true believers, then Imam alayhi salam emphasized, oh, the people do jihad. And most of the thing you are doing jihad, but the important thing is we should correct our niyat. And most of the time, our life is good, but when we are coming and doing something for the people, at that time we are getting defeated. What the people will say? Why people will think, if I will do something and I will not make happy to the people, so people will leave me alone. So this is the lesson Imam Hussain alayhi salam gave us. Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he was doing jihad in Karbala. And he said, if all of the mankind will leave me alone, I am still happy. Because my Lord is happy with me. If my Allah is with me and Allah is happy with me, I don't bother if anyone is happy or not happy with me. So this is intention of jihad. Whenever we have to do anything, so we should have the inspiration of jihad. And that jihad, whatever we are doing, if we are shaving, if we are putting on the dress, if we are buying a shirt, if we are doing work, if we are studying, if we are speaking, if we are picking our steps, so for everything we have to think, is this thing I am doing for Allah? And if Allah will be happy with this or not? So if Allah is happy, we have to go. Allah will support. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam said, in jihad, whatever you will do, you are doing jihad. And jihad is greatness. Jihad is dignity of a believer. Jihad is, in the jihad there is a victory. And in the jihad there is support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Quran it has been said, in the first battle, that was Jang-e-Uhud. Jang-e-Badr. Where Muslims were only 313. And Muslims were more. And the non-Muslims were more. Muslims were just 313. And they were not having proper weapons. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them. Because their jihad was truly for Allah. Allah gave them dignity. Allah gave them victory. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by angels, Allah helped them. So if in our lives, anything we are going to do, we should always have this feeling, whatever I am doing, whatever I am saying, I am doing jihad, I am going to do for Allah. And inshallah, Allah is with me. And whenever and wherever Allah is with us, we should never be scared of anything or any person or any relative or any authority, whatsoever the people and worldly things are. Because this dunya will be here. This dunya is funny. We all will die. We all will leave whatsoever we have made. But what will go with us, that is our pure intention. That is our pure jihad, what we have done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. The Imam who is truthful Imam, Jafar al-Sadiq, he said, Ar-raghbatu fid dunya turisul ghammi wal huzn. The people who love, the people who are slave of dunya, the people who love, who have raghbat in dunya, wo log jo dunya se mohabbat karte hain aur har kaam apne nafs ke liye ya logon ke liye dunya ke liye maal ke liye karte hain, ar raghbat fi dunya turisul ghammi wal huzn, wo log jo dunya ki raghbat rakhte hain aur har kaam dunya ke liye karte hain to unko siwaye gham aur huzn ke aur kuch nahi milta. The people who are working for worldly thing, always they will face sadness. They will be worried. They will have a lot of anxiety. وَالزُّهْدِ فِي الدُّنْيَا رَاحَةُ الْقَلْبِ وَالْبَدَنِ. And Imam said, and if you will be zahid, you will become zahid. In everything you will do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will you get? Rahatul qalb wal badan. So your heart, your soul, your body will be at ease. Maybe practically, you will have some diseases. Imam Hussain alayhi salam, almost 2,000 wounds, 2,000 injury he had on his body. But still he was happy. That is called rahatul qalb. That is Rahatul Qalb. He was leaving everything, but still he was happy. So this is something Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam said. And Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salam alayha. When someone asks, what did you like from this world? So as she had her own interest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So our interest should be like the interest of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha. So she said, Hubbi wa ilayya min dunyakum salathun. From your word, I love only three things. Fatima al-Zahra, she loved only three things in this world. And what was the first? Tilawatu kitabillah, wal-nadharu fi wajhi rasulillah, wal-anfaqu fi sabilillah. Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah farmayate, maine tumhari duniya mein se teen cheezon se mohabbat ki hai. Ek, Allah ki kitab ki tilawat karna. Dusra, Rasulullah ki ziyarat karna. Aur tisra, Allah ke raaste mein har cheez jo kuch mere paas hai usko kharch kar dena. Wal anfaqu fi sabilillah. So if Fatima al-Zahra done these three things and still she is eternal, she is alive, although 8th of Shawwal, that is the day of demolition of Jannatul Baqi, where the shrines of most of the companions, almost 700 companions were buried in Jannatul Baqi. And our four Imams, four infallibles, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, and Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And according to some narrations, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, she was also buried over there. So all these great personalities who were buried in Jannatul Baqi, their shrines, their houses were demolished by those who are working on the name of Islam, who are calling themselves Khatime Haramain Sharifain, but actually they are Khadime Mushrikeen, Kafireen. They are working for their own egos, for their own concepts. Rasulullah, who was visiting this Jannatul Baqi during the days and during the nights, and who said, my Lord has commanded me to go most oftenly and visit Jannatul Baqi and do dua of maghfarat for those who have been buried over there. So that Jannatul Baqi, who was full of footsteps of Rasulullah, they came and demolished. We condemn their actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift up these tyrants from Muslimin and make pop our Haramain, Makkah and Medina from these Najasat. But Fatima al-Zahra, she said, Tilawat Kitabillah. She loved that. And that book is with you. If we are lover of Fatima al-Zahra, we have to read this book. Have we tried our best to do Ziyarat of Rasulullah? Have we planned to go in Medina and do Ziyarat of Rasulullah? Because Rasulullah said, anyone who will come to visit my grave is just like he came in my life and when I was alive and he met with me and he visited me. Visiting my grave after my death is just like that as someone has visited me during my life. So as Fatima al-Zahra, she was keen to do Ziyarat of Rasulullah. Did we plan? Did we wish? Like Fatima al-Zahra, as she was keen to do Ziyarat of Rasulullah, we should also go in Medina and do Ziyarat of Rasulullah. Or maybe there are different du'as and different amal. Have we tried anyone? So that at least in dream we should be able to do Ziyarat of Rasulullah. And also, the other ziyarat is whenever we say Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah, that is also ziyarat of Rasulullah. So we should try to promote the love of Rasulullah in our hearts and wa anfaqu fi sabilillah. And here is the main point. When we say hubbu dunya, whatsoever we are having, our skills, our time, our wealth, our children, everything is for ourselves, for our family. Nothing is for Allah. We are not doing anything for fi sabilillah. So this center, which was full of people during Maah Mubarak Ramadan, so two Thursday nights are passed and people are not more than four and five. Where we have gone? Is it true? When there is Ramadan, Ramadan-e-Kareem, shayateen are locked. And now all of the shayateen, they are open. And they have control mu'mineen and shaitan is not letting the believers to come in the mosque. So weak we are. Just because Eid was on Wednesday and next day was Thursday. Within a gap of one day, so weak is our iman. Shaitan is not letting us to come in mosque to go and do ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, to go and do visit of house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something we need to ponder upon. And on Sunday, 10 years ago, 9/11 that happened in New York and Washington. And still that is not clear who done that. American, they say Muslims, but and Muslim on those Muslim who are tyrant, who are their followers, who are their pulpits, who are Wahhabis, who demolish Jannatul Waqi also, they also done there. But there are some other whispering, other things that American themselves they done. But whatsoever, working people of faith, we are trying to bring the people of faith together with understanding, with tolerance. We have to stand with each other like mankind. People, they have freedom. Any faith they want to choose, they can. But as a mankind, as the followers of Abraham religions, we should stand together. And 9/11 that will be on Sunday, and inshallah, exactly 1:15 in front of library, in that square, there's gathering. So please come over there. We have to show solidarity and our wish towards peace, our wish towards the respect of mankind. And inshallah, I hope you all will come over there. And most of the time, you are coming over there in town. So why not just plan to come over there this time for Allah, for peace, for the message of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwa al-abtar.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.